Good evening, world. This is the podcast Sassafras, and your hostess, Laura Cattell. Welcome back. We are doing Manifesting Change by author featuring the secret Mike Dooley. We left off yesterday with a... just before we got to the exercise being, I'm going to assume, something to the effect of learning how to be yourself. Regardless of what you've picked up over the years, just being yourself, the things that make you happy. Whether they're weird or silly or avant-garde, doesn't matter. Whatever little things make you tick. And having the courage to be that. Because a lot of times, more often than not, it revolves around your perspective of what other people are going to think of you. And largely, we create these fears in our head. Right? We worry what other people will think of us. Not what they've actually said. Which, even if they did say something negative, you can still ignore them. Honest criticism, fine. But haters, you can ignore haters. You should ignore haters. Right? But largely, we create all of these potential things that could go wrong inside of our heads, instead of all the potential things that could go right. Right? We tend to worry more instead of going for it and taking that risk, as it were. So, yesterday we left off on a rather poignant note from the universe. I'm going to go over it again, because you need to hear it again. Having preferences doesn't mean you're judgmental, whether they're likes or dislikes. They just ensure that as the winds of divinity are blown through your heart, the melody is unlike any other. So have them. Have them big time. You rock the universe. P.S. Like that one? Or dislike? And as I explained yesterday, it's important to have both. All right, you are unique. You are you. There is not another person on Earth that is you. There is not a you that has existed before. There is not a you that will exist again. Even within the realm of reincarnation. You reincarnate into a different body in a different time period with a different set of circumstances. Every single time. You are you. Whatever weird and awesome and funny combination that makes you, you. Okay? You're supposed to have likes and dislikes. And the example I used yesterday is you can absolutely like being healthy. You can also absolutely dislike cancer, malaria, Ebola, you know, all those other negative things. You need both. You're a complex being, and yet you're not. You need to have both likes and dislikes. Don't be afraid to have your own preferences, because those preferences can change. Right. As you get to new stages of your life, your preferences for things change. That's perfectly fine. They can change based on the age you are. They can change based on your available energy level. They can change based on things you've come to learn and know. Alright? Be confident in yourself enough. And integrity in the things that you know for yourself. It's perfectly fine to have preferences. To have likes and dislikes. Don't let anybody else tell you otherwise. So we left off Just short of the exercise on being yourself. So before we get into that, my shout out to the restaurant industry, all my guys and gals out there in Foodland. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for all you continue to do. And if you're finding yourself on the outs, getting the short end of the stick, may you find fulfilling work that makes you happy. Like today. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, I'm begging you, please don't do something that you can't take back. Don't quit. I don't care how tough it gets, please don't quit. You can do this. Alright. Which, ironically, is the title of all of his exercises, is You Can Do This. So here's a little exercise that you might consider doing right now. There is a space on the next page for you to work. Okay, so it's basically have a sheet of paper and enough spaces to write out three subheadings with three number bullets next underneath those subheadings. So we'll do this. To begin, think of the things you love most about life in general. Friends, travel, yoga, children, the ocean. Make a list of at least three things. Now, jot down what you love most about being you. Your thoughts, sense of humor, body, and so forth. Finally, write down the three most important life lessons you'd like to master in this lifetime. What are they? Finding courage, practicing patience, gaining self-confidence, being funny, having great relationships, creating abundance, living in the moment, finding a fulfilling career. What would you like to master this time around? First of all, assuming you've got these lists together, you've just revealed why you're here! Ta-da! This is it, your purpose, if you will. There are the things you love about life and yourself, and there are things you'd love to master. Secondly, let the hat you wear at work and the baby steps you take in life be as reflective as possible of these lists. I realize you still may not know exactly what you want to do next or what you want to claim as the life of your dreams. But at least when considering your options, you can take into account what you just learned from this exercise. Considering your own extraordinary uniqueness can at least give you something to go on. Doing something, anything, is always better than doing nothing. This is how you can start on step 2 of the miraculous mechanics of manifestation, moving in the general direction of your dreams by taking inventory, if you will, on who you are, what you love, and how you'd like to grow. Remember that there is a hidden upside to working within your own set of infinite probabilities. Not only will you be choosing from choices that come as close as possible to resonating with you, but by finally taking action in a direction that considers who you really are, the floodgates will begin quaking. This is precisely when gigantic wheels begin turning behind the curtains of time and space in your favor. This is when legions are summoned to your assistance. This is when opportunities begin presenting themselves to you in wave upon wave of happy accidents, coincidences, and serendipities. Life becomes what you've always wanted it to be when you begin honoring or at least attempting to discover. Your own extraordinary uniqueness. And when you have the courage to follow your heart, even when the first steps you take are neither glamorous nor sexy, and are the least of your unattractive options. Please give this some thought, because, as I said at the outset, this is one of the areas, if not the area for some, in which I too often see people kidding themselves, fooling themselves, and holding themselves back. You are the captain of your own ship, and there's nothing but a glorious horizon ahead. Sorry about that. I had to go sneeze. Okay, so the exercise is pretty simple. What are three things you love most about life, generally speaking? What are three things you love most about yourself? And what are the three most important life lessons you'd like to master? You can, of course, add more. Please, please add more. But in answering these questions, you're discovering those things that make you, you. Yes, it might not more clearly define, hopefully, you know, maybe the question you've been asking, which is, you know, what are my next steps in life? What should I be doing? It gives you, however, at least a general idea of where to start embarking. It's kind of like using a compass versus using GPS, right? Using a compass is like, yeah, you should go in that general direction. Even though you don't know the street names, the buildings, any identifying landmarks, you're just following the little arrow that says, go that way. Right? You have a general direction. Whereas GPS is more laser-focused, targeted, and that's what happens when you start visualizing what your life looks like once you've achieved the things you want to achieve. Alright? Then you get a clear picture. A clear picture to the universe is just the same as putting an actual address into GPS. Alright? A clear picture of you being happy. You have friends surrounding you. You have more than enough money in the bank. You're respected for being yourself. And you can be yourself. Without pretense. Or whatever happiness looks like for you. The clearer that you can get that image is the more accurate it becomes. More laser focused, more targeted. Which sometimes is a good thing, and sometimes is a bad thing. As he went over his manifestation matrix, happiness being generally the state of being happy in all areas of your life, which could be the broadest thing you could possibly manifest, is very general. I want to be happy. And then visualize yourself being happy. But you can also use it targeted. You can visualize yourself in that house, in that car. Okay? There are so many different ways to manifest. And because you are you, and there's no one else like you, you have your own way you manifest. That works for you. You've done it before. With good things and with bad things. I know you can think up a few instances where you're like, yep, nope, I manifested that in my life. Mm-hmm. Even if it is a bad thing, you can go dissect your path that got you to there and figure out how to work it for the things you do want, rather than the things you don't want. But generally speaking, this is an excellent exercise for discovering you. What are things that you love about life? Do you like walks on the beach? Do you like espressos? Do you like learning new languages? Do you like taking a Sunday afternoon drive? I don't know. What do you love about life? What are three things you love most about yourself? Just three things? I mean, you're comprised of 206 bones. trillions of bits of data encoded in all of your DNA. Plus, it houses the most amazing imagination that has ever graced the planet, is the imagination of man. There's so much that you can pick to love about yourself, but it reveals your own perspective. Okay. And then, what are three most important life lessons you'd like to master? And he listed off, you know, quite a few. Patience, right? Resilience. Alright, self-confidence, being funny, having great relationships, creating abundance. What do you feel is important to master? That's such an open-ended question. I mean, there's so many things that you can do. From mastering how to ride a wave, if you want to learn how to go surfing, master things about yourself, master things about your surroundings. Life lessons you'd like to master. How to deliver a winning speech. Having the confidence in yourself to get up on stage. I mean, the list is very, very, very long. So, this is an excellent exercise to discover who you are through the lens of yourself. Remember, you are not your thoughts, you are the observer of your thoughts. And we are going to stop there, because the next chapter is Chapter 7, Understanding Adversity. I think that's the last chapter, actually. Nope. Second to last chapter. Second to last chapter. Okay. So, we will stop there for today. I know it's a little quick one, but to be fair, I've been going pretty long lately, so time to balance it out just a little bit. So go ahead and get in a little wiggle and a little stretch, and we will do our 2-minute brain break. And close your eyes. And go ahead and take a nice, deep breath. Let's take another luxurious deep breath in. Just let your awareness settle into the space. And just let the vibration of the music move you as deeply as possible in your soul. And just enjoy. Alright, guys. If you didn't get the chance to listen to the last few podcasts, I highly encourage you to do so. Some powerful reminders hidden in those pages. Powerful reminders to just be yourself. Even a reminder that selfishness sometimes isn't a bad thing. Because when you want for your own happiness, it in turn blesses those who are closest to you with their own, because we don't like seeing our friends, our family, those we care about. We can't be happy if they're suffering. So to wish for your own happiness, while it might seem selfish, is to also bestow that same happiness on everyone we care about. So it really benefits more than just you. So if you haven't had a chance to get a listen in, I highly encourage you to go across the last two, if not three, podcasts that we've done and give a listen. Have the courage to be yourself. The treasure that you seek is almost always in the cave you fear to tread. Don't be afraid to be yourself. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for being here. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your night. This is the podcast Sassafras, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Good night.